The Second World War evolved in some ways that none of the belligerents wished or anticipated, even those who started it. Hitler, preoccupied with his Slavonic and Anglo-Saxon foes, had no desire to fight a campaign around the inland sea. While he relished the direction of continental and race wars, in the words of Douglas Porch, the Mediterranean bored and exasperated him. Mussolini's flatulent ambitions were responsible for the launching of Italian campaigns in Libya, Albania, and Greece, from which his forces had to be rescued by the Wehrmacht. Yet Hitler's folly was that, having felt obliged to save his fellow dictator from humiliation, he declined to support the consequent operations in the Mediterranean theatre sufficiently strongly to secure a victory there, though this was probably within his reach. Germany's admirals had been attracted, since 1940, to a belief that here was a region in which, alongside the paper-powerful Italian navy, they could achieve a big success. The Kriegsmarine staff asserted at a conference with Hitler that the British fleet must be driven out of the whole Mediterranean, destroyed. To that end, in late 1941, more than 20 U-boats, a quarter of Admiral Karl Dönitz's operational strength, were shifted from the North Atlantic to the Mediterranean, and still more boats to the West African coast, to attack shipping destined for the Middle East. This change of priorities delighted the British Admiralty, preoccupied with protecting convoys from North America. In December, the primacy of the Atlantic was once again recognized in Berlin. But the Kriegsmarine's faith persisted in the possibility of a Mediterranean triumph. Hitler's admirals may have been right. It is possible to imagine a scenario whereby, in May 1941, German paratroops seized Malta in place of Crete, the latter being strategically virtually worthless to both sides. With air superiority over almost the entire Mediterranean, and a mere two or three extra divisions for Rommel, Axis forces could almost certainly have driven the British out of Egypt, crushed their last active field army, and inflicted a humiliation that might have brought down Churchill's government. Instead, however, Germany invaded Russia, while Malta remained in British hands, albeit precariously. A combination of intelligence about sailings provided by Ultra Decrypts, Gibraltar, Malta, and Egypt-based surface warships, submarines and aircraft, the Axis shortage of oil, together with attrition of Italy's cargo shipping, kept General Erwin Rommel's forces in North Africa on short commons. The war cost Italy three-quarters of its merchant fleet, prompting an ailing Mussolini to say, "My illness has a name. Convoys." The little campaign fought by the British 8th Army against the Africa Corps and Italian troops sufficed to sustain an illusion of momentum in the British war effort, though until November 1942, never much more than 20 divisions were engaged on the two sides, compared with the 400 Axis and Soviet formations locked in a death grapple in Russia. Though there were moments when the British feared that they faced absolute defeat in North Africa, Rommel was never quite strong enough to impose this at the end of an overstretched supply line. As long as the Desert Fox was kept out of Alexandria and Cairo, the Royal Navy sustained warships, and especially submarines in the Mediterranean, and the RAF denied mastery of the desert sky to the Axis, the struggle in the theatre served Allied interests better than those of Hitler or Mussolini. This seldom seemed the case, however, to those charged with defending Allied bastions by land, sea, and air.